You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 54, Planning to Succeed in Real Estate. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I want to talk to you about a really important part of being in business. It's not just the real estate business, it's in business in general. Having a plan is one of the most important things you'll ever do in your business. It's a way that you can actually measure your success versus your failures. It's a way that you can know where you're headed next, as well as you can communicate that to other people so everyone's headed in the same direction. Planning is one of these things that a lot of people, they think, once I get busier, once I have more going on, once I have a larger budget, all these different things, once I have that, then I'm going to set the plan in. But right now there's no plan needed because I'm just a small time. But the reality is there's always a plan needed. The other thing to remember when you're talking about planning is a plan doesn't say this is the law, this has to be done. It just says this is what we're expecting to get done. So when you work with a plan and you leave it so that it's a lot more dynamic and being able to move, you end up feeling more comfortable having the plan. So let's talk about planning in general, about setting goals and a few other things. One of the first things let's talk about is setting goals. Goals are something that a lot of people avoid. Goals are like commitments in the ultimate level. When you say, I'm going to quit smoking this year, it tells people around you, you're going to quit smoking, which means they can then pressure you when you don't. So that's why most people don't say a timeline or they don't set an actual, because it allows them out. If you tell people, I'm quitting smoking tomorrow, and they see you smoking the next 2 days later, they're going to be all over you. Same thing. So if we set a goal of I want to sell 100 houses and we only get to 10, it can be embarrassing. But that same embarrassment level is also motivation. It's motivation because you know that you should actually get it done. So setting goals is really, really important. And you want to set really good goals. You don't just want to just throw goals out there that don't have anything to do with what you're really planning. But think about what you feel. Set your goals, and then don't be afraid to reanalyze the goal and say, is that really high enough? Am I demanding enough out of myself? Am I really challenging myself? What will I need to do to hit that goal? One of the things that they say in goal setting is we want to set SMART goals, which are simple, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-sensitive goals. What it means is simple is just as in we break them down into little pieces. Sometimes people want to set one huge goal. They want to hit 100 sales, but instead I'm telling you set lots and lots of little goals, simple goals. So if you have 100 sales and you have 10 months, you're going to say, okay, I need to hit 10 sales a month, which means that you need to hit somewhere around 2.5 sales per week. So as you break these down, it simplifies the mechanics of what's going on and allows you to realize, okay, we didn't make that 1 week's goal, which isn't the end of the year, and you realize you missed by a landslide. But you're measuring these goals on a regular increment so that as you're working your way along and achieving these goals, which the next one's being achievable, you're able to keep up with the metrics of what's going on. And the fact that they're relevant, what are they relevant to? They're relevant to the main goal. They're relevant to where you're trying to get, what you're trying to accomplish. So those 2.5 are relevant towards that 100 goal that you're looking to reach. So just keep that in mind, because sometimes people set all these different goals up, but they don't actually break them down into time manageable pieces where you can say, okay, this is how long it should take and everything, and they're just looking at the overall outside scale. So I'd say SMART goals are somewhere that you can really help yourself out. Places that you want to use these things and that you also want to set planning together, one would be your budget. A budget is something that a lot of people just basically, they look in their account and they say, do I have $100 in there today? Okay, I can spend it. Well, when you get into business, whether you're a real estate agent, a mortgage professional, a home inspector, no matter what, we're all in business for ourselves. So when you're in business for yourself, you're out there working, you can't just throw money up, because something as simple as $27 or so dollars a day can equal as much as $10,000 a year. And in business, it's easy to constantly be spending money, whether it be marketing, new software for your actual location, cell phone bills, electric bills, all the taxes. There's just so many places we spend money. So knowing how much money you need to earn, knowing that you have a goal and how you're going to reach that, making sure that your budget is under control, and then regularly analyzing the budget as the year goes to see that the numbers on the income side are where they need to be, because sometimes people are concerned with the outflow of money, but they're not concerned with the inflow of money, and they don't realize for a while. In this business, we most often don't have accounts receivable, but for some businesses, they don't realize accounts receivable falls behind, and other ones, they don't notice that sales have sloped. One of the things that's really important about noticing sales slopes is noticing that you need to change your budget. Maybe you have to affect some of the things that you were planning on doing. Maybe you have a company party coming and you can't. Or maybe you're doing so well that you're actually not spending enough money into some of the important departments like marketing, and you're not paying attention to the growth. So making sure you set that plan up for the year is going to be big. Sales plans. What are you doing for the year for sales? Do you have any sales of sales? What I mean by sales of sales is, like, are you having any actual discount times? Are you having any special exposures towards how are you going to gain sales? What are you looking to do for monthly figures, weekly figures, annual figures? Who's doing what in the organization sales-wise? What do you have overall for marketing materials when you're going out on those sales things? These are all things you want to know ahead of the year, so that way there when you get busy, you're already set and you're just measuring them and you're not trying to set the goals. Also want to think about marketing. Marketing is one you want to plan for the year. Marketing is something that a lot of people, especially real estate related, what they do is they basically just do some picky choosy type things where they have a little extra money now. Maybe someone calls that has some shopping cart ad. They happen to spend it. They have no money. Then they wait for the next round. You really want to think about marketing on a higher level. And this is a place that, you know, often I suggest in a lot of places you outsource. But marketing's one where I think a lot of people don't get the value because they think of themselves as a marketer, but they don't pay attention to what's actually available out there. There's so many different things available. There's so many ways to market your company. So for some people, it's important to just bring in that outsource. But if you are setting up the marketing thing, you want to plan for the year. But also, you want to take an eye. I mentioned it over in budget and sales. You want to take an eye and note if you're doing very well, where is it coming from? So making sure that you're measuring your return on investment. Because if you're not measuring your return on investment when you're marketing, you're really just kind of screwing yourself up because you're just spending a bunch of money and not watching where it comes in from. So what this means is if you deal with different things, whether you call them leads or prospects or potential clients, you want to make sure you keep note of where did they come from? How did they reach out to you? What do they see? Do they see an ad online? Did they get a referral? And if they did get a referral, you're taking care of that person. And a lot of people in their marketing budget don't consider referral basis as giving gifts to people who are giving referrals is going to keep that referral pipeline full and heading towards you versus not appreciating the people that send it over. So remember, marketing isn't just about marketing to new clients, it's also marketing to existing clients. But it's really important you get all these things set up before the year hits, so that way there, as the year goes, the marketing is going off on the regular. Because let's be honest, as soon as we get busy, it's very difficult to take time like we have during the winter to kind of slow down a little bit and really look at things from the outside perspective. Depending on what your busy season and slow season is, make sure you leave time to plan always during that time, because it is common we get really, really busy and we talk about in the future we're going to plan or in the future we're going to do something, but then the future never really happens. So making sure that's done ahead of time is important, and the most important one is marketing, because when sales are going down, a lot of people cut back on budget, and what they do is they cut marketing. But the reality is marketing should be getting a return on investment, and it really shouldn't be an expense. If your marketing is an expense, you have a broken business and a broken system, so you need to get that figured out. Next, you want to talk about for the year in planning is planning on growth. Are you planning on growing employees-wise? Are you planning on growing building-wise? Are you planning on growing sales-wise? These are all things you want to plan for early, and the reason being, you want to make sure that you have, if you plan on growing your sales, you have the proper back staff. If you plan on growing in physical location, do you have all the costs together? Do you know how much the electricity, the heating, all the different adaptations you're going to need to do to make that new building your own? Do you have plans in place for that growth? Because without plans in place for that growth, it could just lead to thinking you're growing your company and really hurting your company by not setting things up correctly. Same thing if you onboard a whole bunch of new clients and you don't have people to manage them and deal with them, and suddenly now they have a bad experience with the company, now you have a bunch of bad online reviews. So keep in mind, when you're growing, there's a lot of places you can hurt yourself in growth. And steady, sustainable growth is really what we're always looking for. I know a lot of people with the modern day world, they're looking for this rocket ship growth, which more power to you if you're capable of taking it on. But a lot of times for us smaller business owners, we can't really afford to make that happen. If you want to give your business away to investors and get a bunch of people to throw money in quick, then you can probably scale up a lot faster. But when it comes to scaling, you really want to make sure it's slow, sustainable, planned growth that you know, okay, in the future we can take it on. Of course, if things are going really well, you get gross profit margins and you're able to scale very quickly, then you should. But do plan and make sure that you have some way out if, God forbid, sales do drop. How are you going to flatline the business and continue its ability to produce enough income and produce enough profit for it to exist in the future? So that's why planning is so important. Next, let's talk about events. Events is something that most companies don't plan enough for, whether it be planning your own events or planning to get to other people's events. Events are a place where we network a lot, and real estate networking is very important. You never know who you're going to meet, where you're going to meet them, and why you're going to meet them. And the reality of being at those events is it opens up new doorways. So make sure, whether it's you own the company and you plan to put everybody's schedules to let them know when the events are, all the way down to if you're planning an event for yourself, make sure not just to send out one invite card, because a lot of people, they don't plan properly. They send out one invite card and they wonder where everyone is. Figure on sending out at least two invite cards, at least three electronic forms, and call them at least twice to confirm they're going to be there and to make sure they don't need any help on getting to the location that night. When you plan things appropriately, you're going to get great results. Events are one of them, because events, if you think about it and it could go wrong, it is going to go wrong. So make sure you have that contingency plan in effect before you get going with them. I hope this podcast helps you plan out your success in the real estate industry. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about today's podcast, or you have ideas for future episodes, please feel free to email me, DM me, PM me, whatever works best. I really appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week.